Blog Talk Radio.
New York and Shy. Perfect combination. Kills, Biggie.
Like Timbos and Jabos, bitches just like to play the merry-go.
Yeah, we know, drop the scenario.
It was me, D, the MPV, the Blunts and Brute Thang, knocking some Wu-Tang, M-E-T-H-O shit. Look at them lips and them hips on that bitch.
Girl.
She hits the dip, so I can drop my Macadocious shit, like the blunt clip, and recognize a pimp. Needless to speak, the G's obsolete, don't sleep. Bang the skins in the week, on the creep, up the avenue. I seen her on the block, who she rapping to? That's my nigga G, damn he got G. Now she fucking him and fucking me, see?
Mi casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get this to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with you. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for you. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
I fall like a moon player star. She still sweat me hard cause I'm a rap star. I'll be cruising up the block, I'll be passing her, pimping hard with the female passenger. And the only time I call her to hang is when me and D blunted up, pissy scheming on a gangbang. She should've used the intuition, then she wouldn't be classified in that position. Listen, she's saying I dissed her cause I'm fucking her sister. A message to the fellas that really gets them pissed, but she started that fucking family. She fucked my man D, so why she mad at me? Plus your sister look better than you, give head better than you, pussy get wetter than you. So break the fuck out like a rash, I'm glad I ain't spend no cash to hit your nasty ass.
Red bones, stilettos, doobies, hip others to show off your booty. I'm hanging with the best of them, sweet. If you wanna, I'm a veteran.
When I show up to the club, it's VIP. Dancing in the club, it's VIP.
I'm not looking to find a wife, just someone to make a friend of mine.
Mi casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drink, dance all night with ya. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for ya. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, 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 can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning. I roll up all black and Impala, I ain't so high when I walk in the club. I see the chick that used to get the dick, now she freaking on the floor, make a nigga reminisce. Wanna back in my ride again,
wanna back in my ride again,
but I don't want no girlfriend. See, I just wanna hit it and we can be cool. We can do this if you're feeling the same way too. Come on girl, let's go to my hotel, have a party all night in my hotel. Pop more smoke, throw in my hotel. In 20 minutes, girl, hit me on my tail. Mi casa, you casa, I ain't looking for no wife, I just wanna get dick to ya. Hit the club, drinks, dance all night with you. Get the pussy good, I might do anything for you. Girl, show me how you want that thing. You make a motherfucking dog wanna sing. Baby, baby, can't you see? We gon' fuck until 6 in the morning.
Out there, y'all. It's your host with the most, Steph Dallas, baby, and just in conjunction with GQ Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with your host, Steph Dallas. Tonight's show is sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop. Come and get your shit fried, dyed, and laid to the side. Some Afro sheen, some Afro clean, some Afro fluid, some Afro do it to it. Had the best barbers in the world. We also got my girl Debbie's Hair Nail Salon. Debbie's Nail Salon. She's now inside Goodfellas Barbershop. So you come and get a little manicure and your pedicure, get your little eyebrows done and waxed. You get your little ladies, you come and get your full bikini wax. Come and get your full bikini wax here at Goodfellas Barbershop. Also in conjunction with Havana Sports Bar, Cigar and Lounge, come and get you a fat head and smoke one with your boy. Also, the bar is wide open, full service. We got everything from low bullshit to the high dollar top shelf shit. Come and smoke a fat head with your boy and smoke on a little something, something, have a drink with your boy. Before we get started with tonight's topics, remember, this is a grown adult show. No kiddies allowed. No kids allowed, as our mouths are real ratchet. And my calls they usually call in, their mouths are probably a little worse than mine. Mine is fucking ratchet, and theirs is probably just a little bit worse than mine. So, kids, if you're under the age, hang the fuck up or hang yourself right now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have your kids on the air listening, you need to kill yourselves, too. Remember, this is a grown adult show, as we speak about any and everything that's usually not heard of on any other radio show or anywhere else. This is like barbershop talk live on the air, where we talk about any and everything. Any and everything. And if you use vulgar language, it's highly acceptable. We'll probably even clap for you if you use some vulgar language. So let's get started with tonight's fucking topics. We got three hot, wide the fuck open topics tonight. Topic, we'll go from the bottom to the top. We'll go from the regular to the ratchet, all right? Let's go for some regular shit here. What is the one thing that a person can do on the first date make them not get a second date? What's the one thing that a person can do on the first date that warrants them not a second date? Next topic is, if someone asks you out on a date, and then when it was time for them to pay, if someone asks you out on a date, and now it's time to pay, so they have to pay, and they pulled out coupons, and pay with coupons, how would you feel? Or if they pulled out an EBT card, how would you look at them? Talk to me. How the fuck would you look at them? The last topic will be real rap raw ratchet shit. Through your experiences, through your life experiences, who has the better sex game? Older men and women or younger men and women? Through your experiences, who has the better sex game? Older men and women, younger men and women? Okay, let's get started. Let's get started with tonight. Let's see. I'll start with the first question I asked. What is that one thing that a person does or have done on that first date that doesn't warrant them a second date? Me, for one, is if your pussy is trash on that first date, you don't get a second date. Oh, because we're going to fuck on the first date. Look at me, baby. I'm a fucking catch. You damn right we're going to fuck on the first date. If your pussy is trash or your head is trash, you will not get a second date. You will not get a second fucking date out of moi. Me. You would not get one. Also, if you talk too fucking much at the table, you're eating dinner, you're talking too much, or you're fucking your motor mouth, you're rambling off the mouth, you're a needy bitch, you start talking about this commitment shit, like commitment, like right off the rip, like, yo, I'm looking for a man, I'm ready to settle down, this is, yo, not on the first date, bitch, please, not on the first date. Please don't do that on the first date. You talking this marriage shit and all this shit, and you're getting old and da da da. I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, why didn't you get married yet? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or what happened before me? So it can't be just because you look at me, you think I'm the chosen one. Something got to be wrong with you, baby. There's got to be something wrong with your ass. Let's see. If someone asks me out on a date, so they ask me out on a date. Let's go to the next topic. Somebody asked me out on a date, and it was time to pay, which means they asked me out, that means they're paying for it. They asked me out, and now they pay for it, and they pull out coupons. This is just me. If they pull out coupons, I'ma think, one, this bitch is struggling. Number one, this bitch is struggling. Or number two, she's a tight ass. She's a tight ass. Or number three, let me go back to that. Number one, she's a bum bitch. She's struggling. She's a bum bitch. Number two, she's struggling. Number three, man, don't pull out no fucking coupons. You need to get ready for it. Don't pull out no fucking coupons. You got to eat. Bitch, don't pull out no coupons. Save them shit so when you go out with your kids, your sister, your brother, save that shit for them. Please don't pull out no fucking coupons. If we're going out to eat, you're taking me out to eat, because I'm going to look at your ass crazy. Let alone if you pull out a fucking EBT card, I'm going to look at your ass like, bitch, you don't need to be taking nobody out to eat. Now, if you got money on an EBT card to go out to eat in a restaurant, bitch, that means you ain't got shit in your house unless you're fucking stroking the system and you're getting money from the motherfuckers. At least you're fucking stroking the fucking system and you're getting money from them. Topic number three, the experiences of the younger women or men. I'm going to hold off until we get our first callers. We're probably going to take a little commercial break here, listen to some music right quick, and then we're going to come back on. And I'll take my first callers. I'm going to take my first caller. My lines are lit up right now, and I'm looking at you motherfuckers listening, but y'all all scared to press 1. If you want to join this conversation, press 1. Remember, listening on the internet. This is an internet radio show as well. If you listen on the internet, you want to talk, you want to correspond with me, your host, Steph Dallas, please press 646-200-3838. If you want to call in, call at 646-200-3838. Press 1 to join in. Press 1 to join in. We're going to take a little break. And we're going to come back. We'll listen to this fucking hot-ass song we're going to play right now. Then we're going to come back. I'll put my first call in there. And that's what it is, baby. And it's GQ Balance Butter Butter, baby.
Holy ground.
Industry Ready Production, psbeats.com. Make your
purchase now. Bitch ratchet, bundle in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, shit.
Yeah,
that bitch ratchet,
yeah,
but
yeah,
you got a lot for bitch,
yeah.
Basically bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Sad thing, that ass spring, but ain't clean.
Nope.
Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more sins. She the type to spend all the rent money. To tweet a bunch of pigs talking about you spend money. You ain't shit once you borrowing your friend money. Ratchet type chicks, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too suck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is you do more than driving low. You ain't lady, you the motherfucking hoes. Stop frontin' because we already know, so.
That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
Bundle in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have shit. That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
But if
yeah,
she tell it,
yeah,
then she cute,
yeah,
how everybody
yeah,
ugly except
yeah,
for you,
yeah,
she. That
yeah,
bitch ratchet,
yeah,
but you got a lot for
yeah,
bitch.
Yeah,
basically,
yeah,
bottom line is
that bitch ratchet. Never with no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and try and fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch. Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Get it, admit it, bitches, it's true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other balls, she come through and you getting fucked up. Damn it, I'm one of the illest lyricists to touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight tennis. You think I live in a mansion, trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand. Last bitch ran, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. Last bitch ran, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. Bad bitch rich, but if she tell it, then she cute. High everybody ugly except for you, she is. Bad bitch rich, what you got a lot for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is bad bitch rich.
Yo, it's the president, the boss himself. My name's Mercy. Can't forget my name. Yeah.
Holy ground, ground,
back to the shit.
Bad bitch rich, find her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash you. Bad bitch rich, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. Bad bitch rich, but if she tell you she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she is. Bad bitch rich, but you got a lot for bitch. Basically, bottom line is bad bitch rich.
We back on air with your host, Big Dick Dallas, in the place to be, baby. And we have two calls on the air. We have two callers. We have Betty Cocker.
No, it's Becky Cocker.
That's Becky Cocker?
Yes.
We have Becky Cocker. And we have Big Titty Tiffany on the air.
Hello.
What's up, baby?
Hi.
Okay, what's going on, ladies? What's going on tonight, ladies?
Nothing.
Y'all enjoying this beautiful weather we're out here? It's like the cold weather we had today.
Not at all. I'm over it.
Why are you over it, baby? You know, Becky Cocker. You should be used to the cold weather. You're white, ain't you? You're Caucasian, right? Becky?
It's still too cold.
Big Titty Tiffany, you should be warm.
No, I am freezing. Baby, I live next
got,
to the water.
With them titties you got, you should have a real big sweater on, so you should be nice and warm, baby.
Listen, I live next to the water. It's cold.
You're listening to the water? I forgot you way out there, West Bubble Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies, do you guys would like to know what tonight's topics are?
Repeat them. I heard them, but I need you to repeat them.
We'll go from the bottom to the top. If someone asked you out on a date, and then it was time for them to pay, and they pulled out coupons or an EBT card, how would you look at them?
Like they need to get their priorities together. Listen, if you're pulling out an EBT card, I'm going to need you to get a job.
What? Okay, but what if they might have a job, though, off the books or some shit, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
they might have a job.
I'm going to need you to stack your money a little bit. I'm going to need you to stack your money and don't be using our tax money to be taking people out on dates.
He's taking you out on a date, baby.
Don't matter, but you're still using my money. Well, I might as well take myself out because that's my tax money.
Okay, I'll tell you what. Scratch the EBT card. Now, what happens if he pulls out coupons?
I'm going to need him, if he got a job, well, he got to have a job, but I'm going to need him to save his money. Don't fill out no coupons. That is not
saying, what if he's an income. What if he's just like not a penny pincher, but he's like he knows how to regulate his money, so that's how he regulates his money. You see, like, deals and shit, you know what I'm saying?
If you're trying to give a good first impression, filling out coupons is not a good first impression.
So you would have a problem if he said, well, we're going to go here because they got the 2-for-1s over here. You would have a problem with that, too?
I'm going to have a serious problem. I'm going to have a serious problem with that. Don't be cheap, okay? Because I'm not a cheap person. And when it's time for me...
But what if it's like a 2-for-1 for like $40? Is that a cheap date?
listen, we're not doing no two-for-ones. When I go out to eat, I need to eat.
Okay, but listen. Okay, so say you go out to eat and you order something that you like, and then he sees he can get two for price, and he orders the same thing.
You're not pulling up. The bottom line is you're not pulling out no coupons. That's the thing. You pull out a coupon, I'm getting up and I'm walking out. And you better not call my phone. Because I'm going to air you out.
Yo, hold on. Yo, my lines is on fire right now. I don't know if it's on fire listening to the show. When they're listening to Big Titty Tiffany raise hell about a nigga with coupons can't take out to eat. That's some bullshit. But if you want to join in, press 1. If you want to join this conversation, press 1.
And if it's a first date, you know that's a no-no. You will never get, oh, hell no. If it's a first date, that shit is out of here. For real.
Okay, so listen. So that goes with topic number 2. What is the one thing that a person can do on the first date that doesn't warrant them a second date? Is that
putting
one
out coupons?
Where's Becky Clock at?
I'm right here.
What do you have to say about this, honey?
About the coupons on the first date?
Yes.
Ain't no amount of coupons gonna be able to afford what the fuck I'ma eat on the first date.
What you mean a coupon? What if he has like a thing like you go out to like a city out, he has a coupon like for lobster or some shit like that?
He still ain't gonna be able to afford that lobster and them drinks. I'm sure they ain't gonna give you no drinks with that coupon.
How you slide the drinks in there though?
That's part of my meal.
Drinks? You go out to dinner.
Yeah.
We're not going out to a bar.
Oh, it's gonna be some. I'm not going nowhere where they're not serving drinks. Where the fuck we going? Chuck E. Cheese? No. I have to be drinking.
To an AA meeting. That's what
to get through that this whack ass date. I'm gonna need some drinks.
But listen, see that's the problem. See now you want to have drinks and shit now. When the date was trash, the drinks ain't gonna make it better.
First of all, we grown.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have me a drink.
Huh?
I'm gonna have me a drink. We're grown.
What you mean? You're gonna have a, even if you don't like the date, you're gonna still sit around and just.
I'm gonna need
drink?
To drink my ass through it.
So fucking, oh god, you just women, man. Why just can't like, if you're not feeling that person, just like end the date right there.
All right, we can end the date. I'm about to wrap up a date.
All right,
but
so
I want a drink for my pain and suffering.
That's right. That is right.
Why you can't wrap it up before the drink?
Nope.
Like it's like when he pull out his coupons. Are you gonna listen?
Oh, I've been on a date with somebody that pulled out a coupon.
You did, and what happened? Did you mention it to him right then and there? Or did you wait and tell him later on that night or the next day? Or
nah,
next
he before? Said it. He said it. We had already been out on a couple of dates. He was like, "Yo, I got this coupon. Let's be out. Let's go over here." I said, "No doubt."
Well, that's a couple of dates, not the first date. The first date, hell no. A couple of dates, yes, that's okay. But not the first date. Fuck you. Kill yourself.
Oh, man. Hold on, y'all. We have somebody that wants to say something. We have a real talk on the air. Real talk. Yeah. Real talk. Where you at, real talk?
I'm right here, Big Steph. What's going on, baby?
What's going on, Playboy? What's going on, Playboy?
I can't call it. I might spoil it.
Okay. You know what I'm saying? What you gonna do? Barbecue Mills do. I see you calling in with the ladies to talk a little something. You got anything you wanna say to, you know, dispute this or agree with them?
Oh, hell yeah. I hear them talking that. So you trying to tell me, if I take you out on a date and we going on Red Lobster, and at the end of the date, that's when you pay. What are you gonna do if I pull out a coupon? Fuck that. They just like money.
You wouldn't be taking me to Red Lobster.
Thank you.
Listen,
that's like taking a bitch to McDonald's.
For me to tell me you get to pick where you're going if I'm taking you out to dinner. You
exactly.
Pick.
All
right. Is that
no,
you
not.
Becky?
I don't eat Red Lobster, so you're not taking me to Red Lobster.
What the fuck? We go to Applebee's.
I damn sure don't eat no Applebee's.
what caliber of women do y'all fuck with? Like, seriously.
No, I'm just trying to make a point to y'all. You understand? Y'all said y'all wouldn't die with a man. I don't got coupons, you know, but, you know, like everybody hate Chris. The pops always have coupons for every goddamn thing. So
but not the first date, you can't use coupons. Not the first date. Now, if y'all been on a couple of dates, then it's different.
How can you say I'm thinking you can't use dates? I mean, you can't use coupons. You don't
not
know what that person's going to pull out. You don't know what that person's going to pull out when it's time to pay that bill.
And guess what? Soon as he pull out coupons, he's never going to hear from me again.
No, no. Okay. I'm going to eat my meal. I'm going to make it through the meal. And then when you pull out the coupon, I'm going to go, oh, no, he's uh-uh. And I'm going to text my girl. I'll be like, girl, he pulls out a fucking coupon.
Okay, listen. I have a problem. Like, me, I don't play with coupons. I don't even like to go to the supermarket. When I go grocery shopping, I don't even like coupons. Then
Let me interrupt you with that. I got to try that because somebody was telling me one day that they knew a girl that I swear she must have like went food shopping and got like $300 worth of shit, and her coupons only made her pay like $20 for her food.
Yeah, I see people that do that shit. Yo, there's a Stop and Shop by my barbershop, and every time I go there, there's this old Jewish man.
Uh-huh.
The curls and all with the fucking yarmulke, all this shit. And every time I go, he always has a shopping cart full of shit. Either a bunch of soap or it's a bunch of sodas. It's a bunch of something. And this motherfucker sits there and he goes to the self-checkout and he sits there with this fucking wad of coupons. And he just goes on and on and on and on. And yeah, I see this bitch, he must pay like $5. This nigga have a cart full of shit.
Well, I believe that because, you know, I got a Stop and Shop card, right? And I'll go to Stop and Shop so
Whoa. Hey.
I'm talking about my food, though.
You have a card. That's a coupon card.
But you're not listening. You're not listening for my food. Oh, hell yeah. My food that goes in my house, oh, coupons all day. Coupons all day.
So what's the difference between a man taking you out and putting on a coupon? You still got it.
Listen.
Tip, if y'all went on a date, right, and it's time to pay, and the man pulled out just one coupon, he's in the same category as the dude who's taking out a first date. He pulls out his wallet out of his inside of his blazer jacket, and he has a Ziploc thing full of coupons. You look at that him differently than that man.
If he's going food shopping with the coupons, it's not wrong. But like I said,
so you would that nigga put in his inside pocket and pull out a Ziploc bag full of coupons and starts looking through all of them for that one coupon. You would look crazy at that nigga.
Hell yeah. Like I said, if it's the first date, you cannot do that. Now,
okay,
if we've
so
been on multiple
dates,
it's fine. It's fine. If we've been more than one date, it's fine. But not that first date. Hell no.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now. If I'm on a motherfucking date with a broad, she take me out to dinner, and she goes in her bag and pulls out a Ziploc bag full of all ripped up coupons and that shit, I'm
I just came in on the tail end of that. I had what did I just miss?
Yo,
I'm not a cheap person.
I told these mamas on here, I said, look, if I went out to eat, I said, well, can you compare the two between a person that pulls out one coupon or a person and a person that pulls in, open up their wallet, but inside their jacket pocket, or if it's a lady, open up her fucking purse and pulls out a Ziploc bag full of cut up coupons.
I know, bitch. You try to get over on the whole goddamn night. If you got all that shit in your bag,
if I went on a date with a bitch and she's taking me out to dinner, and she went in her fucking bag and pulled out a fucking big ass Ziploc bag.
That bitch is trying to get over.
I passed the fuck out. I'm getting the fuck up. Getting the fuck up and I'm leaving.
No, you didn't. But that bitch is trying to get over on life.
I'll be like, listen, as long as my belly full.
Yeah, you probably won't fuck with her like that, Steph. But you ain't gonna get up and walk away on no damn
thing. I'm gonna be embarrassed. We in a restaurant. I'm gonna be embarrassed.
Who you gonna be embarrassed? What kind of restaurant you in that niggas could see what she pulling out?
Listen, what if we at the bar? So I don't fucking know. Just listen, if anybody see that fucking bag, I'm passing out.
Oh, you so shallow. Like, you
so
shallow.
Hold on.
No.
Oh, hold on.
He
so
said
Becky,
a big
Becky,
bag
Becky,
of
Becky,
coupons.
Becky,
not just one, a big bag.
Becky Cocker, all right?
Yes, yes.
At a restaurant.
Becky who? Cocker.
With this new boo. Let's set the mood. Let's set the mood. He's big. He's tall. He's yellow. He's yellow.
Yes.
He's thick. He's thick as hell. Right?
Yes.
Y'all get right. dinners. Y'all get lobster. Y'all get crab legs. You having like fucking 10 drinks each. Bah, 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 bah.
10 drinks
then
each.
It's time to pay. And he reaches in his suit jacket because he has a blazer on. He has a blazer on. And he pulls out his big wallet and pulls out this fucking Ziploc bag with these coupons in it.
All right, first of all, it's going to be, if I have 10 drinks, it's going to be a bad career move. I'm going to be drunk as shit, and I'm going to blow his ass up. I don't know if you did pull out no fucking coupons. That, after 10 drinks, that's a bad move. Don't pull out no coupons. I mean, you better go, you know, when they go, you better go to the counter.
Real talk is crying over there. Real talk, you already real talk?
You know when they go to the counter to pay for their fucking bill? That's what he better fucking do. Go to the counter. So I don't see
listen,
him.
Man, when she gives you the bill and that little fold up credit card shit, and he puts, you know, he puts the coupons in that shit. He slides the coupons in there with a credit card though. Man,
yo, that is some funny shit.
That is hilarious. That is so stupid. That will never happen. That will never fucking happen. I swear. Nobody thinks that fucking.
If I ever find some coupons some fucking where, we going to hang out, and I'm going to pull them shit out.
Well, Seth,
right
if it's us, I don't give a rat's ass. But I don't give a fuck if you pull out coupon shit.
Oh, my God.
It is
yeah,
what it is.
Like, me and you, we'll be like, yo, T, I got these coupons for this spot. Let's try
let's
out.
Go,
man,
let's go,
nigga.
Let's go.
But see, that's because you're friends. But not when you on a date trying to get to know a motherfucker that no, boo.
So what makes it so different, though?
What's the difference?
That means you're going to be trying to get over on my whole life with that shit.
How
like,
you trying to get over? If you know how to cut corners and shit, how's that getting over?
Don't worry about cutting no corners on no first date. You think what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you half a pussy. Like what am I gonna do?
So you're gonna measure your first date on how he spends his money?
You goddamn right.
I didn't say that. I'm gonna measure my first date on how much class he got. That's some tacky shit right there to put out some coupons on the first date. That's tacky. I don't care if you do that shit in the long run, but
he gonna give you a coupon for your pussy.
I'm gonna give you a coochie coupon. That's what the fuck I'm gonna do. You gonna have the whole ass coupon.
Yo, I got. You know when you used to go like the Stop and Shop, all them shit. They give like the little Stop and Shop card or a Pathmark card and shit like that. They give you like little rewards and shit, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yo, so I got the first time with the Fridays. They gave me a little Friday shit. So they be sending me, like, free shit, you know, on my email. You have to download it. You print it out. And you go to, you get, like, a free dinner. You buy one, then you get one free. Yo, I have yet to use that shit.
First of all, nigga, we got Margarita Mondays and shit. Tequila Tuesdays. You better bring that coupon and let's go. Let's go get us some fucking dinner and drinks.
Exactly. You hanging out with your friends, that's cool, but come on, not when you're trying to get to know a motherfucker. Come on, that's a fucking insult.
That's an insult.
I'm not insulted, but I'll definitely be turned off.
I'll be like, listen,
I'm not gonna be insulted because you're not using a coupon to give to me. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna be damn sure and fucking embarrassed if you pull out a motherfucking Ziploc bag and unzip that shit. And you got coupons
I
up
your
ass.
I would shut the fuck up with
that
Ziploc bag.
I know, right? Why gotta be a Ziploc bag? That's a little drastic.
If you pull coupons out the fucking wazoo out that fucking bag, it's about, well, this one is for the dinner. Y'all got one here. I got one here for the drinks. Y'all got one here for the dessert, 2-for-1 dessert.
Oh my God.
Yeah, hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Tanya on there. Tanya, you there? Tanya, you on there?
Laughing at that sister with half a coochie. When she said half a coochie.
ain't no coupon for no coochie, though.
Yes, the fuck it is. You pull out a coupon to feed me, you're going to get a coupon for this ass. You better get out of here.
I mean,
you mean to tell me if I pull out a coupon for 2-for-1, I'm getting half of some pussy?
You're going to get some coupons for this ass.
No, I'm going to ask you, do you have a coupon for the coochie? You got a coupon for the coochie?
No, but listen with that.
See, you got coupons for every fucking thing else.
I wanted some head anyway, so that works for me anyway. You can keep your coochie.
All right, you got a coupon for this head. You buy head, you get coochie free. All right? That's the coupon. Do you have that fucking coupon? No? Well, you shit out of luck.
Exactly.
Man, that's fucked up, man. That's fucked up. How y'all measure y'all relationship on what a nigga did. If he got a hook up with some coupons or something,
first of all, no. You measure a date based on, you measure shit based on what you take a bitch out on a date to do. You know, if you spend and she look at that other side of the menu without the prices on it, you going to be fucking
first of all, when I come in the spot, I'm going to tell the fucking maitre d' to just send the appetizer menu to the table. On a low.
Nigga, first of all, I don't memorize.
You'll be like, look, the kitchen is closed, but we got appetizers. We can get appetizers.
No way, Jose Cuervo. I'm not having that shit.
Listen, I'm gonna have my little twenty dollar folded up, all really nice and neat in my hand, so you can't see it. I'm gonna slap him $5 and say, yo. Appetizer menu only, homie.
I know what a restaurant menu look like. You won't be bringing your appetizers over here.
I'm bringing that fucking little ass menu over here. So that's
going to make you be like a freak. As a matter of fact, while you telling me, I'm going to ask you where we going, and I'm going to be Googling that shit on my phone anyway. Let me see what they got on this menu. Fuck. Where the fuck he taking me?
And this bitch is not lying, because when I said, yo, birthday party, I said, yo, the birthday party, we're going to have it at the DL Lounge for my birthday. This bitch, as I'm talking to her, she's talking about, yo, they got such and such for dinner over here. They got this, they got that. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm only looking on the website already. I said, this old greedy bitch here.
Damn, baby, you ain't tell me what was on the menu. I told you I was going.
Yo, they got a good menu. I'm going to see something in my face.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they got some good stuff. But, yeah, Steph, I mean, I'm just saying, like, the coupon is, you can't be but so shallow, but on a first date, that ain't no coup at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. You got to know the type of person that you hanging around anyway, because, you know, like, some girls might think it's funny. Oh, shit. Some. When I say some, I mean, like, four. Or three bitches might be funny. Not many of us gonna find that shit funny. Especially if you try to get some coochie.
Yeah, I find shit funny. Becky, remember that time I went to Atlantic City for my birthday and that dude had on white shoes and I took the picture and posted it on Facebook.
He had a what? He had white shoes on.
Yes. That nigga had on church shoes. His Sunday best in Atlantic City.
Yes, I was done. I posted that shit on Facebook.
Oh my God, that nigga should cut you from the left to
that
the right.
That nigga had on shoes like Savion Glover. Them shits was fucking white.
The top damn skin?
Yes.
Yo, that was the funniest shit. When I seen them shit, I took a picture and posted them shit on Facebook. Like, yo, what the fuck is this?
But he did not fucking take you on a date with coupons. Now,
the shoes is coupons.
Okay, but Tanya, let's ask Tanya. Tanya, baby.
Yeah.
Tanya.
She cracking up over there.
Yeah. Where you calling in from, Tanya?
Jersey.
Okay, dirty Jersey in the house.
No, I'm not dirty. Jersey, dirty.
I didn't say you was dirty. I said dirty Jersey. I didn't say you was dirty from Jersey.
Okay.
How would you feel if you went on a date and the dude that took you on the dinner date went in his inside pocket, his breast pocket, left pocket, and pulled out a stack of coupons. And
seriously?
Paid for it with his coupons.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. No.
Hell yeah, he's serious. He pulled out some coupons, girl. What you gonna do?
I'm leaving.
You're leaving?
You already ate anyway. You already ate anyway. Walk out.
Yeah, I'm catching a ride. I'm getting out of there.
Where you going? I picked you up. Where the fuck is you going?
Trust me, the person I text ain't gonna have no fucking coupons. He gonna come pick me up from your ass or whoever.
How you gonna tell him before you go on a date with him? Don't bring no coupons out with us.
No, if somebody pull out some coupons, I'm texting somebody to come get them. Act like I'm going to the bathroom, and you'll never see me again.
Oh, listen, okay, so wait. That goes to my next topic. That goes to my second question.
Wait. Where
are
we at? Astroland, Coney Island, where
are
we at with the coupon?
Oh, shit.
Well, I where we going? Where we going at this coupon?
Anywhere, like you just said. Red Lobster, Applebee's.
Red Lobster?
I'll tell you, I'm Googling it. If it's coupons, I'm going to be like, no, I don't want to go there.
Mm-mm.
Oh, my. Okay. Better scenario. What if y'all went there and he had a gift certificate?
A gift certificate.
No. No. That means somebody else paid for his fucking meal.
Oh, damn.
But it was his fucking gift, man.
No. Who is this nigga? Like,
who's going to jump him? That's what it is.
If y'all went and he had a gift certificate, what's wrong with that, man?
Exactly. You're still
yourself.
Goddamn. All right. So what if he pulled out the coupon, but then had a wallet of money in his pocket?
So what? That just means you a cheap motherfucker.
No.
What if he pulled out a wad of fucking money, unhooked the rubber band off of it, and then in the middle of it he had the coupon?
I'm gonna get on that cheap bastard. I'm gonna be like,
no, that's an insult. That's a fucking insult.
You pay for this shit with a coupon.
He gonna make me. I'm gonna be forced to rob him now because now you're being cheap. That's just it.
Hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have Dog Bone in there. Dog Bone, you there, baby?
Man, fuck y'all sorry ass bitches. That's why I know y'all going out with your fucking body. Motherfucker wanna go off of me like that.
Fuck all y'all. I'm gonna
fuck you.
I'm gonna take you out and everything. I'm gonna fucking leave you there. We know
your thick ass ain't got no coupon. We know your thick ass ain't going nowhere with no fucking coupon. You eat the big.
I'm the dollar man, you king. We going to Mickey D's.
We ain't going to fucking Mickey D's. I got high blood pressure. I don't eat Mickey D's, goddamn.
Shit, well, you ain't eating that night, then I'll eat in front of you.
Shit. We won't be going on a motherfucking thing. You post for a drive-thru if you want, so I'm going to walk right through that bitch. Get out the car, walk right through the drive-thru, right round the front, and hand me a fucking cab. You keep telling those smack fucking rap to yourself.
That's all right. I ain't gonna be hungry.
Me neither. I'm gonna go get me some real food.
That's all right. You gotta go get that food, though. I'm gonna eat some Mickey D's while you gonna get your food. I ain't gonna be hungry.
Don't be jumping through the window like that as soon as you get on the phone.
Becky Crocker, you would rather drink than eat. So what if he paid and got you like 3 or 4 things
for $1 menu. Let's get this motherfucker straight. Uh-oh. I would not rather drink than eat. All right? First of all, when you pick me up, I'm going to be a little tipsy any fucking way. So,
Then my stomach going to be growling because I'm going to be hungry. I'm going to want to stuff my face so I can wash down the rest of the drinks. I need to be full to take down the rest of them drinks.
Oh, my God.
Well, here we go. We
so
got
that means,
Mickey D's.
That's what the wait, topic number two. So
they don't serve drinks in Mickey D's, Dorval.
In Georgia, they do.
Listen.
What kind of crackhead
is this? What about that? Listen. So hold up. So you got a problem with Holloway. You got a, so this, you got a problem with us going to a restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
On my coupons, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a BYOBB spot. I bring my own bottle with me.
Right.
That's all right.
That's cute. Yeah. If the rules are for you to bring your own bottle, that's okay. That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you that.
I can't bring coupons.
I'm telling you that. No, I didn't say nothing about no coupons. So I'm a fair individual. Now, what I said was, on the first date, don't bring no goddamn coupon. Save that shit for some other time. I know
who was that, Ty? Was you, Tanya, said no?
I don't like buffet.
Why not?
Like,
all you
can eat. No, because
motherfuckers
be all up and through that buffet.
So that means we can't go like to the buffet spot like around 10:45
to
get the breakfast and
for
the lunch. 11 o'clock. We get there like 10:45, get a little breakfast, and we hang around for the lunch.
It is still here over that phone because Mae Ling just ripped somebody's eyebrows out in the back. So no. Mm-mm, I'm good.
Oh, my God.
Yo, y'all going to be some hungry-ass women this year, then. Fuck it.
I know how to eat me a fucking sandwich before I walk out.
You better know.
So let's go to topic.
Okay.
Hold on, y'all.
Let's
go to topic number two. So that means topic number two is, what is one thing that a person does on the first date that doesn't warrant them a second date?
Hold
that
on,
means if I put a coupon for the first date, I can't get a second date?
That's right. Pull out coupon and start acting thirsty like you gonna get some pussy ASAP.
And creases in your jeans.
And do what?
And creases in your jeans.
It ain't that fucking funny, Becky Crocker.
Yes, it is. Because you are an old motherfucker if you wear a creeper.
I'm about to make y'all laugh. My baby father still creases jeans.
No, he don't. With the starch spray and everything? With the starch spray?
Nah, he was
what was that season? Yo, back in the days, and we're going to see how old you motherfuckers is. What was
people
the name of that spray? You sprayed on your jeans to make the crease like that the front.
Well, remember, you could sew creases in your jeans.
Wasn't it the Niagara?
And you had on your shit be stiff and shiny. That shit be shiny as a motherfucker too.
That shit be looking like leather. And you send it to the cleaners. You get the permanent crease sewed down.
Oh, we just
sewed
the permanent crease in the front.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, you could never iron that up. You try to iron it up, you got that white line right down the middle. Who just told me old? That's some bullshit. There ain't nobody old over here.
Okay, you know what? Let's you talk about old, and let's get to this shit right here. Through your experiences, who has better sex, older men and women or younger men and women?
Older men.
Who wants to talk first? Yes, honey.
Huh?
Yes.
Older men.
Yes.
Older men.
That's
older
your
men.
Final answer.
They
final answer.
Yeah,
that's
but
my final answer.
Older man. Old, so that means you like old fucking men?
No, no, that means that when I was young and I fucked with an older nigga and I fucked with a younger nigga, the older nigga was better.
Yeah, no, he just had more money. That's all. Y'all saw the damn.
No, it has nothing to do with
hey,
money.
Hey, I'm looking at the motherfucker now. He too
no,
old.
No, an older nigga will take his time. An older nigga knows what he's doing. Not
okay,
all
right, okay, look, we got
a
we gotta,
younger nigga, a younger dude is always in a rush.
Yeah, we got to get a baseline, though. We got to get a baseline. What is older and what is younger?
Okay. For me, older is 15 years older.
Older is what?
15 years older than me.
Bitch, she's gonna be like fucking 63.
Oh, no, no, no. When I did it, I was like early, like 30, 31. So he was like 40 something years old.
Oh, I'm just talking about like now and shit. I'm like, oh, okay, my bad.
No, no, now I'm not going older than maybe like 10, 11 years older.
10, 11?
Yeah.
When I was younger, I did 20 years.
Damn, you had daddy issues?
No, not at all.
How old
my daddy,
you
my daddy been in my life my entire life, boom.
20 years though?
Yeah, I just like older men. That's just my thing. Always has been, right, Becky?
Yeah, she always liked them old niggas.
Listen, old bitches and old niggas give you worms. Man, I don't fuck with old bitches. Them bitches give you worms.
I ain't never say nothing about them letting on shots in you. I just
exactly.
said.
Fuck wrong with you.
I just
said. Shots in you.
Why? I didn't care.
The only thing that
I can't shoot the club?
No, the only thing that was the nigga had a vasectomy. Right, true. And the only thing that fucked with me, though, and I swear to you, I don't know what was wrong with me, that nigga hands, yo. His fucking hands was old as fuck. Otherwise, oh, my God, that shit fucked with me. I couldn't fuck with him no more because of his hands.
Yo, I used to fuck with a chick like that. Her hand had mad wrinkles in it.
Oh my God! But they look like dinosaurs.
And when they wrap
hands,
around my
like,
dick, excuse me, but when they wrap around my dick, I'm like, oh.
And he used to always want to hold my hand and shit. I used to be like, oh God. And then one day
you can't
I looked
hold
at
your hand and like rub his middle finger in your palm of your hand. You know what that means?
Not, he used to hold my hand all the time. He was that's what I'm saying. All the dudes he was cold in the motherfucker. He used to hold my hand and we used to be fucking riding down the freeway and shit. But I looked at them one day. I don't know, it was one of them things where maybe we spent too much time together and I started hating the way he chewed and shit like that. I just looked at his hand and was like, this nigga got an ugly ass hand. Okay. And the nail was growing with the skin like the nigga was, them shits looked embalmed or something. It was just old.
You said embalmed.
It just was older than the rest of him. And that's when I realized how old he was. Because at first his age didn't make a difference to me. He was a good-looking man. He was sweet, whatever. And then I just looked and it just dawned on me, like, that's an old-ass nigga. You know, aside from other things, but the sex was great. It was one of the best. Yeah, they
okay,
they
but how was his dick game, though? How was his dick game?
He what?
How was his dick game?
I said his shit was the bomb. His shit was good.
Stop,
I told
you. So you mean,
I
you
said,
know, his hands
said,
deterred you from keep fucking him?
I think it was like I was trying to find a way out, and that was the one thing that, because, you know, I was young, and the nigga was older, and the nigga wanted to put me up somewhere in the country. I was shook. I was like, oh, no, I got to get away from this nigga. And it's
you're
just like, red. I was finding things, because if you know who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
I'm finding shit wrong with him, and that was one of the things with his hand. And one day he just put his hand
Double
on
leg.
Me, and the nails just looked crazy. Like he had
can
acrylic
you put a little shot
on.
That shit up here, kid? Give me a little shot.
He looked like he had like an acrylic wrap on them nails. I was like, ugh.
Over there.
I can't. You just putting them fingers up in my face? Oh, no. You got to go.
Yeah.
A young dude, nah, they be fucking like rabbits, pumping on.
They might be fucked, but listen, hey, they might be laying it down. A little young nigga got more stamina than an old nigga.
They do. I mean, no.
I'm gonna have some swivel. You know what I'm saying? They just want, they in one direction. I need you to go here, there, and everywhere. I can't. You ain't gonna calm on me like Mr.
What direction you want me to go there?
You not gonna calm on me like Mr. and just do your business. That's just not gonna happen.
Fuck that. I work too damn hard. Get on top of me. Shit.
That's good.
That too. But see, when I'm on top, then I work it out. You understand what I'm saying? But these young
boys.
Yeah,
that's
boys,
what I'm saying.
Okay,
he
was
patient. He was real patient with it. The dude was patient with it. He was smooth with his shit. Niggas be trying to throw you and break you in, which is all good, yeah.
Oh, but that's what the fuck y'all want. Y'all always talk about, I want to get fucked. I want to get fucked.
I like the rough. I like the rough. But I'm saying he was rough, but at the same time, it was like some, he had some macadocious vibe to him. Like, oh,
yeah.
You know. All right, fuck that. What that now?
He's still a man. I still get text messages from that motherfucker. Fuck around.
Well, he just got to wear gloves, though, right?
I'm not fucking that nigga.
You stupid.
I'm not fucking with him. I'm good. I'm
Where's
just saying.
Where's Ty? You on the air, baby? You quiet.
I'm not.
Where's
Ty?
She hung up?
No, she
I'm
right
here.
So who, you like him young or you like him old, baby?
I thought that lady hung up.
I've dealt with young.
You dealt with young?
Yeah, I dealt with young.
And
I've never
dealt with
really old.
How much further was the old age difference?
What the fuck you over there doing, Tanya? You all right, baby? You fell on the steps. What the fuck you doing over there?
Shut up.
Which
stick you like best, young or old? Break it down.
Tanya,
what was the age difference? Like for old and young, what was your age difference?
For the young, it was like 7 years younger. Older, maybe like 5.
Well, how old are you, Tanya?
Regular shit, man.
Over here with fucking Grandpa Little.
Yeah, father's not that bad.
I try, but I can't do the real old. I can't do it.
What's real old to you, Tanya?
Like 55.
Ooh.
Oh,
that
was
55.
Yeah.
That nigga's that nigga rough in the grave.
Well, when I was in my 20s,
that's what
Big Tiffany
Wooden,
fuck y'all talking about.
But that's when I was in my 20s. I'm not in my 20s. I am knocking 40 really hard.
So if you like a 20, that means you like a nigga that's 60 then, right?
No, not now. Oh, no, hell to the no. That's too much right there. My mom 20
years
husband,
older.
That was when I was younger.
You know what? I hate older guys
because
they want to call you
their
lady. It's my lady. It's my lady friend.
This bitch, Becky Crocker, is getting a kick out of that shit right there. You must somebody call you your lady before, Becky?
Hell fucking yeah. That's how you used to introduce me. This is my lady. This is my woman. I'm his lady. I'm his woman.
That's
what it was. I think I started feeling too old. Like being around him, I felt older than what I was. Like, we went away one weekend with his friends. All of them niggas was old. I was like, oh shit. And then the lady friends.
All the old lady friends was old, and you got the young one there?
Well, I'm the only young one there. And them bitches was looking at me like, how fast tail? Well, how fast ass doing over there? They was all like 15 years older than me, acting like I was a child for real. So, like, little factors like that made me think, like, oh, I don't
They probably had kids your age. Just like Grandpa did.
Like, they was calling me, like, sweetie, and come here, sugar. And I'm like, oh.
Good job, turkey.
When I was, I think I was 21, yo, and I fucked this lady. She was like 35.
That's not bad.
No, dude, this bitch started stalking me, man. This bitch was stalking me.
Yeah.
This bitch was, yo, and the bitch was a cop. The bitch was chasing me. Yo, I'm running up Flatbush Avenue. This bitch is chasing me up Flatbush Avenue. The horror.
What the fuck
did
you say, Wally? What the fuck did you say for?
No, the bitch was crazy. The bitch was crazy.
You caught her in a prime, what it was.
Yeah, and
exactly.
That's that age group. You can't be
the
fucking
what?
Nobody that age. Y'all ain't
fucking with nobody 20 nothing. Fuck you. You in your 20s, I'm going to need you to get the fuck up out of my face.
Damn, bitch.
Damn, bitch, this is so like.
You just got off of high
tired and still all picky and shit.
You got some dick last week for the first time in 2 years. Now you tell her who to get in your face, who not to get in your face.
Hell yeah. Shit.
I don't know what the fuck my old dude now.
Okay, but listen, if I fuck you and I lay my pipe game down,
who
we
are
gonna realize that
I paid
the bill with you on. Huh?
Who's an example?
I'm just saying, in general, if I fuck one of you bitches real good, or if a nigga fuck y'all real good,
Oh my god.
We ain't gonna realize he paid with a coupon.
No, because you ain't going to fuck me first. You ain't going to fuck me first. You ain't going to get the hell out of here. You ain't
going to
fuck me first.
Exactly.
You're going to be stigmatized. You ain't going to know what's going on.
No, I'm going to snatch the coupon up and rip it up and see that pay for this shit. I'll jump out here.
You be walking around like this. I love Popeye. I love. That's how you walking around that motherfucking restaurant.
You're going to think
it's a black card.
No, the fuck I ain't.
Listen, I don't wear glasses for nothing. Fuck that. I got radar.
Listen,
I already know, like, with those little chain restaurants, you bound to put out a coupon, so we ain't going there. We going somewhere where it's only one fucking restaurant available in the whole town. Like,
exactly.
Right here. Mom and pop. Somebody mother in the back cooking.
That's why, like, you know, Peter Luger's, that's why I would never take a bitch to Peter Luger's.
Peter Luger's got coupons.
No, they don't take no credit card, cash only. You go there, you paying out your pocket.
Oh, well.
No credit card, no debit
card.
Well,
you safe, because I don't eat steak.
They got chicken there? Shit, as good as a motherfucking chicken. The grill, the chicken is good, and the motherfucking, they got the best cream spinach in the world.
Over there in Williamsburg?
Yes, the best cream spinach ever had in my life.
Where we going?
Huh?
Mommy gone. You said
he just said they don't take coupons.
They don't take coupons.
We can't go there, sis.
Oh,
shit. Oh, that is crazy.
I don't know. I don't like that fast food. I don't like those chain foods because all they have is microwavable and pre-seasoned. I need stuff that's like
no. But if you go to Fridays and you get like the Swizzlin' chicken and shrimp with a plate, they got to cook it on the plate, then you know it ain't microwave. You know what I'm saying? You good.
It is nasty.
It don't have no flavor.
That's why I bring my hot sauce and all that shit with me when I go.
Oh, no. That's another damn thing on a date. You good? The fact not pull out no condiments while we on a date.
I can't, like bring my little bag and put my curry powder and my Sazon and my adobo and all
that
shit.
You better have that shit in your sleeve, like inspect the gadget. You better
so I'm gonna have this. I'm gonna have all that shit. It's all gonna be like a little Ziploc bag, I'm gonna have all my seasons in that one thing together, mixed up real good, and just put on my food.
That's a real old nigga shit right there.
Exactly. Old man.
So listen, you have a phone with this.
The whole time.
First of all, you can't even have your phone out. We going out. I've got my coupon.
Yes,
you can't be blowing me up like that.
I can't believe you saw that.
I
was back in the days. I know. Would y'all get mad if I did this? We went out to go eat, and we ordered our dinner. They said, "Well, no, I don't want nothing to drink. Just give me a glass of water, please, and a lemon." And I put the lemon in the glass, and I put the sugar that's on the table in the glass.
Only
lemonade.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god, that's just obvious.
You have a problem with that? Say, no, I just want lemon water. Thank you.
No, I wouldn't. Hey,
I would pour the fucking sugar and start pouring sugar in the glass. No?
I would think you weird. Like, why the fuck are you doing that? Why you just ask for lemonade?
Exactly.
Well, for what? Water's free.
Sure.
And lemon is free.
If you start talking that free,
you better learn a budget.
If you start talking that free shit and coupon and all that shit, I ain't even gonna order. Forget it. I'm gonna catch a migraine.
I gotta go home.
No, I ain't gonna lie. When I was young, I did that shit in the diner. Yo, we ain't getting something to eat. And I said, look at the glass of lemon and water. And when that motherfucker came out of glass of water, I grabbed them sugar packs and start shaking them shits up real good and rip that shit open and pour that shit in my glass. Yeah, this is that table be like, I was fucking crazy. I said, shit, it's something that they ain't here. Fuck y'all talking about. Girl, I'll do it again.
Yeah, what's in that? What's the other topic for tonight?
Other topics are, oh, we got three. That was three of them. Three of them right there.
Yeah, we went through all three of them.
Because them bitches retarded.
What do you mean?
I can't bring a coupon out.
Hell no.
I said not on the first date. We got to
keep your ass home
then. And
we got to
get on the phone. Said not on a second date either.
Look, you ain't got to tell me twice to keep my ass home from no coupon. I'm
exactly.
There.
Exactly.
You ain't got to tell me twice. I'll go on the
first
date.
Did we go out Dutch?
What?
Huh?
What? I know you ain't say the first dog. There's no way.
That's not a date if we go out Dutch.
Why not?
All right, so you beat your own meat and I beat my own then. Dutch.
Well, let him watch. I'm good.
No, thanks. Not you, 5-hour energy drink.
Yo, y'all are crazy. I can't with y'all. Y'all about to make me get dressed and go outside.
What happened? Why are you going outside, baby?
Because I'm bored. I'm in the house. I'm not doing it.
Because you want to go out on a date. You want to get some food. Well, you don't want us to use coupons.
Listen. I just ate. I ain't hungry. I'll just go outside.
You know what? You'd be better off just ordering in.
Exactly.
And sliding your coupon to that nigga that delivered the food at the door.
You think I don't do that with Domino's?
You'd be better off doing that and talking about some bootleg movie night. Make it a bootleg movie night.
Exactly.
First of all, I'm going to tell you right now, if I come on you bitches' houses and we go on a date and you give me Domino's, I'm throwing that shit in your fucking lap. I do not want your motherfucking
I don't blame you.
Just wearing that shit. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be fucking wearing that shit.
Damn. Right. I don't blame you. You're not even wrong for that.
Oh, shit.
Domino's? Are you fucking kidding me?
You ain't wrong for that because I'll do the same shit.
No, if a nigga come to my house, he going to eat, goddamn. He going to eat so fucking much, he going to have niggeritis and go right to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a steal.
Exactly.
Yeah, that shit ain't no joke. I had that last Sunday for Greek Easter. I caught the itis.
What?
I caught the itis from eating a lamb.
A lamb?
Yeah. The Greeks eat lamb on their Easters. And that shit was good as hell. It looked like a dog, but it tastes good as hell.
Lamb is good. Stop playing.
Now when it's on the rotisserie cooking, that shit look like a dog. It look like a greyhound dog.
I'm going to tell you what's really good. Rabbit. You ever had rabbit? Anybody had rabbit before?
Man, rabbit tastes like chicken, son. What the
that
hell are you talking about? Really good.
Rabbit stew?
I am not eating Bugs Bunny.
No,
I'm not eating Bugs Bunny.
No, thank you.
Why? Possum's good, too.
No, thank you.
Dude, your asses don't go to the South enough, see?
I'm good.
Nah, don't go to the South enough.
Yeah.
You call me one, man. That shit tastes good as hell.
Next thing you know, you'll be eating pigeons and squirrels.
Ew.
So Tanya hung up. She got scared.
As long as you don't tell me what it is, I'm good.
I'm just checking. Okay, let me ask you a question. And I want to answer true or false. Yo, I want you to give me an answer of true or false.
Yeah, okay.
If the head is right, would you be home every night?
Damn right. It's a hair right. Tiffany did air night.
Yo, y'all are some hormonic bitches, man.
Hell yeah. Well, I got every right to be.
Well, he's going to do it every night, right? He's going to give it every night, right?
No, you get it every night. I said if the head is right, be home every night. You don't get it every night, though.
Well, if he ain't give it to me every night, I ain't stay in the fucking house.
You won't know that until you come home, though.
All right, true.
All right.
Get the
but I'm going to come in and do the Martin Lawrence chilling like motherfucker. I'm going to be like, motherfucker chilling. If you act like Angela going to jump off, well, I'll be back.
Oh, my God, man.
I'm going to go hang out with my homegirl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Speaking of which, uh-oh.
What happened?
I gotta text somebody. Stop waiting.
Who you got text? making a roll of fuck tonight?
We answer all three questions?
Yeah, because y'all, first of all, y'all bitches retarded, man. Anything you want to talk about?
I told y'all when they get on here, they just take over.
That's what we do.
Becky, what you want to talk about tonight, Becky? Anything?
I don't got nothing in particular I want to talk about.
How about you, Tiffany? How about you, Tanya?
I'm thinking. I thought you had this under control. What's the next subject? Make up another topic.
You suck dick on the first date?
What?
Every new girl
they ask that question to.
I want to know, do you lick click on the first date?
What? You don't know about me? You better ask.
Girl won't got a tongue.
I don't.
This is dog bone and he has a tongue ring. There you go.
First of all, I like how she said, you know, lick click. You know, that's very ladylike. Because, you know, some ratchet bitches like Tiffany, you'd be like, yo, eat pussy on the first date. Shit like
that's
that.
You. That is you and her. Cut the shit out.
you trying to throw me under the bus, though?
Huh?
Well, why is she trying to throw me under the bus? Listen, it is what it is.
Well, Tanya, answer the damn question, Tanya.
That ain't none of your business.
What you mean, none of my? You just asked him, did he pussy? He said, yeah, he did on the first date. Now you answer him.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did. He said, hell yeah.
Hey, damn. Don't you pay attention?
What's his name again?
That's your problem.
You're out. <around. laughs> I'm the coupon king.
Oh, shit.
You just fucked that up, dog bone. You ain't getting none of that pussy now.
You better eat coochie before you take out on the date.
Damn. Oh, my God. Listen, what else can we talk about tonight, ladies? What else can we talk about tonight?
No matter what crazy stuff she is talking about. I don't know. We don't cover every nasty-ass topic in history.
Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all talk about all type of other shit.
Yeah, what else is there to fucking talk about? Shit.
Huh?
I said, what else is there to talk about? I don't know. We don't cover damn every topic.
But how was everybody's Mother's Day? Did everybody have a good Mother's Day?
Yeah.
I ain't no fucking mother, so.
Exactly.
I'm saying y'all ain't got no baby mamas or nothing.
Hell no. Watch your mouth on that. The shit.
Dog bone, you don't got no kids?
Hell fucking
okay,
no.
Can I ask you something? Ladies, can I ask y'all something?
Sure.
What would y'all do if you found out his cousin was fucking your ex man?
Oh, this shit gonna be good.
Candy bitch.
Who said that one?
Candy bitch.
Becky Fox has got to plead the fifth because she's a violent little motherfucker. So I would shut the fuck up.
But that's your ex. Why would you get mad because your cousin's fucking up?
Because that's my family. It's family loyalty.
So who's wrong in that equation then? Your ex or your cousin? Who's more
wrong?
Both of
them. Both of them.
Yeah,
I see red.
Yeah.
Both of y'all.
Yeah. Both. They do see red.
Oh.
Okay, so fuck off. Okay, let's ask this question then. Okay, if me and you are fucking right now, you're my girl, I'm your man, and you fuck my cousin, who's wrong? The cousin or
the bitch that you fucking with?
He's wrong, right?
I mean, he's
wrong.
No, but why is he? But she's still fucking with you. Why would she even think to give that nigga some ass?
We're having a conversation here, baby. You ain't got to yell at me. And like,
I'm just saying, like, niggas, and you know, like, because you know this how the saying is, boys will be boys, yada, yada, yada. So it's always, like, a loophole or some shit where niggas will turn it around because a hoe ain't a hoe unless a nigga say she a hoe. That's number one. Number two is, if she get caught out there doing some shit like that, I bet you she look worse than that dude. I bet you she looks worse than him because that's your girl.
Of course, of course, of course, she's gonna look more worse.
Oh, that's
look.
Who you should be more mad at.
He gonna look. He gonna be looked at as like, yeah, he just busted down. He gonna look no differently. But she
right,
gonna
and,
look,
if, okay, and if y'all boys, and it's like boy male cousins, it's that shit. You know, y'all two got some shit with y'all where y'all don't really get. You know, y'all don't really get all catty and bitchy over shit like that. So y'all might be like, yeah, I, you know, silly stunt, whatever. And then now she looking stupid.
So it's different. So it's different if it's two girls that's friends, and then the girlfriend fucked the dude. They now they're catty. They're gonna like get it on. They're gonna be, you know, scrapping.
I don't know. I think girls have a different temperament when it comes to like quote unquote ownership and shit like that. Because you know, once we think we fucking something, that's ours. Fuck you, bitch. You can't fuck him. No. That's it. So I think, like, our level of anger is, like, a little bit more elevated because we feel more violent. Especially because we tell our girls more shit. So it's like, really, bitch? Like, you knew what it was. Because some girls know the dudes you fucking with more than a dude would know. If you understand what I'm saying? Like, a nigga might not necessarily say they fucking with somebody, but a girl will tell it.
Yep.
A girl will tell it. So if I tell you I'm fucking with him...
Yo, not too long ago, I ran into a chick I used to fuck with back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, you used to fuck with such and such. I'm like, huh? Fuck you talking about? She said, nigga, I knew you was fucking her because when I was fucking you, I told her that you fucked the shit out of me and you had a big dick or whatever. And then come to find out, you was fucking that bitch. I said, I was? I said, nigga, don't play shit. She said, I want to kill.
Was you? Was you fucking
up? Was? Yeah, I don't lie. I was, but I didn't know they was friends. What the fuck?
Yeah. You know, it comes with maturity. Mature
Let's
women share their shit and not give a damn. Especially
said,
between
said
them.
Say that one more time, Tanya.
Right.
Say that one more time, Tanya.
No, she said mature women will share their shit and not give a damn.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
It's that sloppy bitch that he trying
I
to
mean,
find out is it true or not.
Hey. If there's no feelings involved, then it's like, fuck it, but, you know.
Nah, I got issues. I got issues. I'm going to tell you straight up. You fucked me more than four times. I'm your girlfriend, along with everybody else. Fuck you. Fuck you.
If he liked your pictures more than four times.
Not if you like my pictures. If you like my coochie more than four times, you my fucking boyfriend. And that's it. And I'm a fit up look. Bitch, y'all bitches are off limits, all right?
Damn.
I don't want to know you.
That's fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, I got issues. Fuck that.
Yeah, but you know what?
Bullshit,
I did that one
man.
Time when I was younger. I told, like, a few of my friends about this dude. Becky, you know who I'm talking about. And somebody went right behind me and fucked them.
I always know who the fuck you're talking about.
Somebody went right behind me and fucked him, and he put her in the hospital. Becky, you
put her in the hospital?
He put her in the hospital.
How? With his dick?
What? He was a fucking...
Damn, man, dingo.
He was a fucking elephant.
Damn.
He was an elephant, and I tried to warn the people, but they didn't want to listen.
He looked like he got a big dick. His face just looked like, I'm a kid. He just looked like he got a big old penis. He got a smooth rough face. He got a smooth, this shit look bad, smooth and shit, but he got that. Fucking girl piece.
His knuckles drag the ground and all that shit like that.
Yeah, hell yeah. We used to call him. Forget it, I'm gonna say his name.
Y'all fucking retarded, guys.
Man, we do
I'm
not.
Say
right.
His name.
Don't do that. You don't know how he's working.
This is like, yeah, his knuckles drag the ground
and
everything.
And guess what, Dallas? It's all Tana's fault.
Again, you know I'm good for putting motherfuckers into the fire.
It's all Becky's fault. She hooked me up with him. Yeah.
Oh, it was her fault?
Yeah.
So it's her fault that he put the other bitch in the hospital too?
Yeah, because she.
Oh, he killed her shit sideways. He tore her ass.
Shit.
He was.
I mean, the bitch was only like 2 feet tall.
The bitch put the pot was only 2 feet tall?
Yeah. So the house was like 2 feet tall. Mm.
I'm gonna fuck with a nigga down. This one I'm putting in the hospital.
And he damn sure done did. Hey.
So that means that means all dick is not the same. They say all is like pussy's the same. Like you can take any kind of dick. Is that true?
Absolutely not.
All dick is not the same.
All penis is not
all
the same.
All pussy is not the same. Some people got that dry hard shit that cuts your dick up and shit.
All dick ain't the same.
Some females have multiple orgasms. Some females, all pussy ain't the same. I'm gonna tell you, bro. That shit is not the same.
Some women are squirters, some not.
Yeah. If you hitting a female the right way, you can make a squirt. You can make a squirt.
Well, I have yet to do that, so I don't know. No, never.
You know, let me inbox you my number. Mechanic, all right? They call me a mechanic.
Oh, my God, I can't. He is so damn stupid. I can't.
What? I'm in the mechanic. Let me change your oil, you know what I'm saying? Check your dials, like that.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I can't, yeah.
Tiffy, it's hard to... Tiffy, you will never squirt. You are the one that says you don't have no feelings in your titties.
I don't.
You like for a nigga to bite on your ankles and gnaw on your fucking heel.
It's not my ankles.
How are you going to squirt? Nigga don't know to go down there and lick your ankles and gnaw on your fucking heel and shit.
You know it's not my ankles.
I'm like, how did you say bite the ankles?
I'm assuming no, behind the kneecap.
It's
behind the kneecap, my bad.
Behind
the kneecap. Behind the kneecap.
You want Jeffrey Dahmer. You don't want a man.
I'm just saying, bro, what the fuck he doing back there behind your kneecap?
What
is he doing back there?
I'm trying to figure out
who was
the nigga that went behind your kneecaps to figure out that was your weak spot.
He started from the bottom. Yeah, now he's there.
Exactly.
Listen, hold on, y'all. My lines are on fire. Please, if you want to join the conversation, press one. If you want to join the conversation, press
never
one.
On my kneecaps.
Listen, but I know a dude that used to gnaw. I mean, like gnaw on the heel of a bitch's foot.
What is it?
Come on, man. What is it?
Yo, I'm like, yo, we was all on vacation one time, and I see this nigga doing it. Well, I was in the bed asleep. I passed out.
Yeah, where y'all was at?
Let me tell you the story. Well, I was in the bed asleep. I was in the bed asleep. I went to sleep early. Because we was all drinking all fucking day, so now I'm in the bed sleeping. Then my man comes in the room, you know what I'm saying? Big Country comes in the room and says, yo, you got to see this shit here. Because I'm like, what? You got to see this shit. So I get up, and I go out there, and I see this nigga gnawing on the heel of her fucking foot.
Oh.
And I like the fucking passed out.
What was his nationality?
Jamaican.
Wait a minute.
Hola.
This bitch trying to figure it out.
Short. Short and Jamaican?
Yes.
That's so fucking stupid. Oh my God, I can't.
He had dreads and all.
I can't.
Yo, I'm like, what in the fucking, huh? I went back to bed, man. I went back and climbed back in my fucking bed.
Oh, damn, man. That shit is nasty.
What the fuck?
You know, I just
sure.
Some people think that's sensual. I don't know. You might lose a tooth if you put mouth in your mouth.
You got big teeth. You so much like the back of her fucking kneecaps licked and shit. How the fuck you figure that shit out?
That's because I'll be laying on my stomach. Fuck.
Oh, you one of them lazy bitches.
No, I'm not a lazy bitch, but I was laying on my stomach.
So you put the back of your kneecaps.
He started from the bottom. Then he was
so there. Well, you, she laid on her stomach because now he's got to start some fucking where.
I'm a punk.
You know, yeah, you're a punk. Now, if you lay on your stomach,
I said
your back,
I'm a
punk, suck,
not
you know,
a
if
punk.
You lay on your back, he can suck a titty. He can suck a pussy. He can, you know,
I don't
his body
like
that. He can eat a coochie from the back. What's the problem?
Exactly. What the fuck?
You know,
yeah, but you
got fart in his mouth.
You got to toot your booty up. You got to toot that booty up to do that.
Okay, and what's
up? You didn't say you had your booty tooted. You said you was laying down on your stomach.
And no, you
okay.
don't. You can still get it from the... He can, listen.
No, I ain't taking that
it
chance.
It ain't the same. I can't
right
spread
your
legs the way I want to spread them on your stomach. You got to be in the back so I can spread them real
your
good.
Chin, that's because your chin ain't long enough. You know you need to bury that hole in the mattress so you can get it from me.
Shit, I gotta stuff my jawbone and my chin into the fucking pillow and damn near can't breathe trying to get my fucking tongue up in that coochie. Where you just lay on your back and I can put your legs at 10 and 2.
That's not fun.
Why
that
not?
Fun. All right, hold on one second. We have another caller. We have Tashi on the line. Tashi?
Hello.
How you doing, baby?
I'm good.
Oh. Dave, did you call in before, like 2 weeks ago, baby?
Yeah, I did.
I remember your voice. I think you was the one that was arguing with somebody on here, right?
All of y'all. All y'all guys. All the men. It was the men against the women.
Always the men against the women. How you doing tonight, Tashi?
I'm good. I wanted to make a comment on the guy you said that was gnarling on the heels.
Yeah.
That's a mess. Mess. Mess.
Is that right? You like that?
And then y'all were saying about how did the guy ever see that the back of her knees was her spot.
A weak spot.
Because, you know, those men probably take time out to explore your body and know, because, you know, everybody's G-spot is different. Everybody's, you know.
There are niggas that don't
get
to
get you in the mood,
nah,
different, exactly.
Feels.
And it might be those weird spots that you don't even think that,
because
exactly. Nobody ever went there. You know what I'm saying? You're like, wow. So
yeah.
He likes to
not,
do that.
I'm not sucking on the bottom of your foot.
clean.
I can't.
You never heard a guy sucking toes and stuff like that?
Hey, I have sucked my toes before.
Not the feet. Oh my God!
But
man.
I never sucked no toes. I had women suck my toes. I never sucked.
So why you gotta suck a man's toes?
You gotta fucking kidding me, nigga. You be on your feet. You be on your feet all fucking day. Oh no,
baby. I can't take like a bath in the shower, get out the thing,
oh,
and then you,
man.
Then you like suck on my toes.
Damn.
You ain't giving yourself no double pedicure. I'm not fucking.
Exactly.
Oh, but it's all right for a nigga to suck on your toes, though, right?
No, you don't have to suck on my toes. I'm good with that too. You don't have to do that.
But women take better care of their feet than men. Like
exactly.
We don't
women take care. Women take
like
better
that.
Care of their men. So if you want to suck my toes, by all right, go right ahead. I'm gonna suck your toes.
It's
right
not that serious. It's not that serious. You got like a bunch of other body parts. Fuck your toe,
definitely.
Suck my big toe right in your mouth. Then I'm gonna stick my big toe and ball
and then
I'm
fight.
Gonna make a fist with the other four toes I got on my feet. My big toe right in your coochie.
Ew. That's so unsanitary. Everything you
but you see how men. If they can fuck us in our eye sockets and our ears and
listen,
all that, they
listen,
would do
listen,
that.
Listen, if
but
you're,
when it comes
you're
to them sucking another body part, it's like, oh, no, I wouldn't do that. But they figure if they can stick their dick in the hole and it goes in, they'll do it.
Yeah.
But that's your eye. Can you take your eye out? Any of that shit, they would do it.
But if you're giving me head and you're in a position where I can't, like, play with the pussy or grab the pussy something, I'm rubbing my knee, my foot, my calf, somewhere around your coochie. The rub point.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucking done with
oh,
you.
Oh, my God.
Man, listen, I gotta be able to touch something down there. I got to make sure it's wet before I stick this dick up in there.
Oh, my God.
And you
touching
it with your foot, it's going to make it wet.
I just said if you're in a position where I can't stick my hand down there to reach it, then I'm going to
use my
motherfucking...
If you can stick your hand down there, how you going to stick your dick in there?
If what? No, I'm
going
to flip. No, I'm going to rub it until it gets wet. Then I'm going to flip you over and dick you down.
Same face?
Yeah.
You going to rub it with what? Your foot?
Yes, I'm going to flip them dicky before you can throw me a
phone.
Oh, yes, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, who said she's going to get wet from you rubbing your foot against her coochie?
First one's going to get wet from you sucking on this good-ass dick, so that's automatic.
Oh, God, I need to check. Check, please. I need to check.
Somebody got a drink. Somebody pass me a bottle or something.
Oh, my God.
You can't listen. This excludes Becky Crocker because we're like brothers and sisters, so she's going to throw it whenever I start talking like this. Close your fucking ears, bitch.
Oh, my God. All right.
You throwing up in your mouth, Becky?
My mouth getting watery. You know, like before you throw up.
See, see, your mouth getting watery. No, it's getting watery because you're thinking about me digging some of these bitches down.
This nigga.
No. That is disgusting. Don't get me started. We gonna blow the door, this bitch. You hang up.
I do not want to hear what the fuck. You got to do it, right, bitch? I do not want to hear that shit. Next caller. Where's Tanya? Tanya hung up?
Tashi? No, I'm here.
Tashi, you're there. How about Tanya?
Tanya's
scary ass so hung up.
No, I think she keeps putting us on hold.
Yeah, because she's scared to hear the good. That's why.
Oh, jeez.
I think every woman is the same.
I don't think every woman is the same.
Just like you were saying, telling her to give you your number because you can make her squirt. Every woman don't squirt.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Are not built the
I'm
same.
Try my
we all
make
built differently.
Yeah, okay.
Huh?
They
got
a woman squirt,
I had a squirter for the first time not too long ago. Scared shit out.
Okay.
I've never had a squirt before in my life, just till one time.
She probably just told you she never squirted, because that makes
a
man. That helps add to your ego sometimes. We'd be like, nobody ever made me feel like this.
No. I said me. I never had a squirter. Not her.
Oh, okay.
You never had a... Oh, Diesel.
Yeah, so I had it for the first time. That bitch squirt all down my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, you sure she didn't piss on you, son?
Huh?
You sure she didn't piss on you? That's happened too.
Nah, bitch ain't piss on me because I'm not gonna leave that
bitch. Can't pee while you on the set.
Oh, they on some R. Kelly shit, huh?
Yeah, they crazy. Why you getting rammed up in you? You got pee?
How the fuck, if somebody's fucking the shit out of you, how can you just pee? You just can't
pee.
That's
what I'm saying. You just can't pee. That shit is all up in your bladder. You can't pee.
Unless it's a little dick, nigga.
You still can't pee.
Huh?
No, you can't. Wasn't R. Kelly peeing while he was doing what he was doing?
No, he got up and stood
no,
up
he
and
got up
on
and
that
peed
bitch. He got up and stood over and pissed on that bitch. He was not in no pussy. He got up, pulled his shit out, stood over, and went to work.
That is totally disgusting.
Let me piss on you.
I'm telling you, I had a bitch talk. I keep telling the story all the time. This bitch told me to pee on her, and I looked at this bitch like she was crazy. I could not pee the same. I want to piss on just to piss on the bitch because I ain't like.
So where you want to pee on her at? Because if you want to pee on, make sure you pee on her on the floor or something. Don't
she was
pee
on
her
floor.
on the bed.
She was in my man's house. She was on the floor. So I'm like, damn, I'm gonna pee all on my man's floor.
Piss on his floor and shit, and get them up.
I couldn't do it, man. But trust me, I wanted to pee on a bitch just to say I peed on a bitch.
So how did it feel?
Huh?
How did it feel?
I didn't. I said I wanted to, but I couldn't pee.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm mad that you tried to pee on her.
I'm mad that she wanted him to pee on her.
What type of shit is that? Yo, the bitch was a freak. Mm-mm, that's disgusting. I think she was a monster. I mean, she was like, yeah, give me some anal. She's like, yeah, some anal. Yo, my shit went in there. And I'm well endowed. You know, I pat myself on the back. I'm well endowed. And
oh,
motherfucker,
brother.
That motherfucker went in there like,
Commercial break.
Tanya, I will have your ass look at me with a searchlight in the motherfucking next time. Shut the fuck up. Anyway, yo, I'm with this bitch booty hole like it was coochie.
Oh my god.
Damn.
You like mean to tell me her booty hole was coochie fine?
Yes.
God.
That's because
she
some
said,
women.
Put in the butt, put in the butt. So I'm
yeah,
in, I'm
be wearing
ahead,
that
yo,
booty
I'm
hole
smoking,
out. Yeah.
And I'm like, I said, yeah, in the butt. I said, I'm in the butt.
No, but seriously, how much penis she got in her butt for to be coochified?
I don't know, but that's her thing. I don't know.
That's
a lot. Don't
penis.
They say that gay guys start wearing tampons in their butts because after a while you don't have no muscle control out in your
yeah, you can fuck up the shoulder. You can
fuck
up the sprinkler in your ass.
What niggas you? Ooh,
yeah.
That's Tasha. Tasha. What niggas you know walking around with a tampon in their butt?
Gay guys. Gay guys with tampons in their butts because from having so much anal sex, you know, you don't want to have no accidents, so they put tampons in their butt.
What kind of accident going to have? Like you doing that? What kind of accident going to have?
So that's probably what happened to women. If you wearing your butt out, then of course it's going to be stretched out, just like a booty hat.
Ain't no way in hell if you got a vagina and a mouth that your booty hole should be fucking broke down. Like, no.
No,
because
some women.
What's
some
the problem with bitches that's pussy is already broke down?
Yeah, exactly.
Again,
and they go to that
rest in peace to your pussy. Go get it fixed. But don't let them fuck with your asshole. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot hold shit in if your asshole is fucked up.
Exactly.
I forgot what it's called. But it's like your sphincter or your nerve. Like, nigga, you
yeah, your muscles, you lose that muscle control.
You
can
shit on yourself. You have to play with a pamper.
So it makes little circles when you smoking and shit like that. That's what happens.
What?
Like when they fart, the little like you smoking a cigarette, you know, you make a little smoke.
You're gonna shit on yourself. Always do your research before you do too much of any goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Do not fucking call yourself just getting it in the ass all day every day. Like it's cool. You better fix that vagina.
How do you fix your
vagina? Fix it. I don't fucking know.
They got vagina rejuvenation surgeries now.
What?
Yeah, they do. Seriously.
I had the Benoit balls do it.
That is funny.
Because
oh my God.
It's not the outer wall that counts. It's what's inside that counts. You got your muscle wall inside. You have to be strengthened because outside could be loose as a motherfucker, but you got that grip inside, you good.
Listen, man, well, I ain't gonna tell you about the time I fucked that bitch. When this bitch traumatized me back in way yonder.
This made me
run around for about 6 months, and I was a good guy. I waited, you know, fair. Finally got in that pussy, and I was in that bitch hanging the fuck out. Just chilling, hanging out. Lounging with my fucking feet up. The fuck was y'all?
This bitch
is making the utmost noise. And I'm looking at this bitch, looking at her like, bitch, you gotta be kidding me. You gotta be fucking kidding me. Because I don't feel shit.
And she didn't either.
But she was hollering and squirming and moving around the
table. Oh, well, maybe you were hurting something inside.
Hurting what? Bitch, I was in there.
He was smoking a cigarette.
Me, I was in there. Not my bitch, me. All of me was in there hanging out.
He said, all of you, balls deep.
Yeah.
Balls deep. I'm fucking appalled right now.
Yo, balls deep. Hanging the fuck out.
I fucking hate Dion Cole for that.
And this bitch is in there. Oh, shit.
Lord, did she call
like,
the Lord?
Are you kidding me, bitch, for real?
She called the Lord?
Huh?
She called the Lord?
The Lord, his cousin, his
she
uncle.
Was making all that noise just to turn you on. That's what that was.
My shit was getting off because I ain't feel there was no friction.
That's what it was.
I was fucking air.
You was fucking air.
Air.
So she was just farting. She was going.
Nah, it ain't do no fart either. That wasn't a touch doesn't make no fart. Wasn't that meaning a fart, man?
Hi, Bendito. Bendito.
I ain't gonna lie, it fucked me for a little while. I said, damn, I got a little dick or something, man. It fucked me for a little while. I ain't gonna lie. Fuck with me.
She just had the black hole.
I just found my hookah set.
See, bitch, I told you you had more than one.
No, I have one. It's the same damn one.
Oh, they the same one. I gave you more than one, bitch. Or you stole. I gave you one. You stole.
I didn't. I only took one. Look, don't be having our family laundry, all right, bitch? I'll talk to you
saying,
later.
Bitch, if this bitch comes to your house, y'all, make sure her hands are in her pocket. Make sure her hands are in her pocket.
I know, because she stole my Missy Elliott CD and she told me she ain't having it. Then she gonna say, oh, I found it. Mm-hmm. Get your freak on now.
Missy Elliott? God damn, you're going back, baby.
Yeah. She was like, I don't got it. And she had it.
That's right. I'm going to steal penis, too.
You going to do what?
I'm going to try to steal some tonight. Mm-hmm. Guess I am.
From who you going to steal some from, baby?
As soon as I get off the phone with y'all fuckers.
Who you going to steal it from, baby?
I'm out. Brooklyn.
Now, everybody's
see, I done made her hot talking about this for like an hour or so. Right?
Everybody's homework is to look up the damages of anal, constant anal sex. That's everybody's homework for next Monday.
Why don't
look
you
it
look it up?
Yes, I did already. And I saw pictures of everything. It's gruesome.
See? Yeah.
I was watching some shit and a man put his whole fist up this chick ass. I was like, I'm done.
Yes.
No more.
Don't want it.
Why would you want
to put your fist in somebody's ass? Yo, listen, let me tell y'all a true story. We're in the fucking underground strip club, right? And this bitch is in there. She's on the stage. And my man is telling her, you know, this bitch in there sell pussy, all that shit. So he's like, y'all fuck the shit out of you. I fuck the shit. He's like, yeah, nigga, you can't handle this. You can't. Listen, bitch, I will kill you. I will kill my man. He's like fucking 6'6", like 250. Easy. He's like, bitch, I'll kill that pussy. You can't kill this shit. Some other man who owns a strip club, he's telling me, yeah, you can't fuck with that shit, Julie. He said, man, I'll kill that shit. It's okay. This bitch is on stage, right? And she's doing a show. This bitch balls her hands up in a fist and pushes it right in her pussy. In a fist. My man is like, you right, bro. I can't fuck with that shit right there. Yo, she balled her shit up into a fist. Not like open up. So she had it in a fucking fist and pushed it right up in her pussy.
Is that sexy to a man?
I don't know. Like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
What the fuck am I going to do with that?
Yeah.
What the fuck am I going to do with that? That's
I know she ain't getting no tips after that shit.
Huh?
Damn, I know nobody wasn't giving no tips after that shit.
I know
wasn't gonna
nobody,
get no back and
wasn't
calls
nobody,
after that.
Wasn't nobody shaking that bitch hand either. Fucking hand up in your pussy. Get out of here. Man, some bitches be reaching. They really reaching. That dumb shit.
They just want attention.
Man, listen.
That shit is disgusting. I'm good.
So, ladies, how many ladies have you been to like a male strip show?
Me? I've been a billion
times. I've been
to one.
Who's that? That's you, Tasha?
Yeah, I don't like them, though.
Why not?
Tanya.
What happened? How about you, Tanya?
Yeah.
You liked it?
They gay.
A lot of them are gay.
Yeah, pretty much.
It don't turn you on.
So a male dance around don't turn
they
you on.
They be having socks and stuff down there.
Yeah.
They be stuffing a sock down there. How you know? You be grabbing on it.
I did.
Well, and but you know what? They are a couple of strippers. I don't know. I guess they got incense or whatever, but they got fucking lampposts in there in them shits because they get butt naked and they just take every damn thing off And
it's also because they be tying them rubber bands around the base of their shit and all
the cock rings, and they get cock and the cock rings too.
Yeah.
Because anaconda.
So that's what I do when I dance with the women and stuff. That's what I do. I put a shit back there and I'd be good.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that while you're fucking too.
Yeah, it makes you last longer.
So I can put that shit back there and do that, like the King Beef video. What was that, King Beef? Martin did the King Beef? Or was that Jamie
Foxx? Martin. Go, King Beef. Go, King Beef.
Yeah, make sure it's the black rubber band, though, that you use as tie at the end of the braids.
The black rubber bands, the one we use like for the ones that come around the fucking collard greens and shit like that. The
red rubber band.
No, that's blue. That shit is blue. That girl out of green. You need to tell that old thick ass rubber band.
Yo, hold on, y'all. We have another caller. We have, I think this is Ratchet Ass Angie. Angie, you on the air?
I know you ain't calling me Ratchet, you hood booger. What's good, my niggas?
What's up? What's up, baby?
Hey, every hot divas, what's going on?
Did you just come out of church, Angie?
I did church today. I did church. My son had practice today.
Oh, okay.
My son had practice. My church days has changed to Wednesdays.
Okay. Let's ask Angie these fucking three questions. I like her responses to a lot of her shit. Angie,
what's good?
If me and you went out on a date, right?
Uh-huh.
And I took out to eat. Now it's time for me to pay for dinner, right?
Uh-huh.
I go out my inside jacket pocket. I pull out a Ziploc bag full of coupons.
Oh. Oh, wait.
And I start going through my coupons, and I pay with the coupons. Do you got a problem with that?
Well, you know what? As funny as it sounds, no. However you pay for it is your business, but you're going to pay.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So I get a second date out of here.
But now, listen. It's not for anywhere, though. If we had, like, a real elaborate restaurant or something, you know what I'm saying? You get a little discount or something. I don't mind it. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
So I can get a second date out of you then, baby.
That has to be questioned, though. You know. Second date may be questioned because I'm with this penny-pinching-ass nigga. Thank you. That's scared to spend a few dollars. Then if I let you get away with that one, you do so. Oh, God, who knows what you're doing. Next
time. You and she is downhill from there.
Come on.
Give her the applause meter because she was right on target.
Yes.
It can only get better, though. It can't get worse, right?
Well, we don't know. Next time he might be like, I got to wash a few dishes for this meal.
Okay, let me ask you the second question, then. Uh-huh. What is something that somebody can do on the first date that doesn't get them a second date?
Be cheap.
There you go.
Coupons.
Be cheap. You can't be cheap about it. Don't, like, if you trying to impress me, I'm not saying that I'm out for your money or whatever, but show me what you really could do. Show me what you're about. If you're about being a cheap MF-er, it's not happening the next date. Sorry.
I'm going to tell you what's going to warrant me for not having your second date with you.
What's
that? If you got whack pussy or bad head, you ain't getting the second date.
How would you know if you don't get that on the first date?
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot.
He's a pervert. They're trying to bring that pervert out of me tonight. I'm going to be angry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring that out of me tonight. It's not happening.
Listen, if all I feel is teeth on his dick on the first date, you're not getting a second date.
Oh, my God.
Well, shit, I don't know. Well, go find you a ball mouth bitch. You ain't got to worry about it.
Not ball mouth.
Go find somebody with no feet got on. You ain't got that to worry about.
What the fuck is a ball mouth?
Ball mouth bitch ain't got no teeth in that bitch.
Hey,
fucking night. I gotta go.
I'm feeling that. I am so feeling that, Angie. I'm feeling that. Ball mouth.
This is a ball mouth. What the fuck is a ball mouth?
No teeth. No teeth in their mouth.
No choppers in there. He's got a ball mouth.
Said, no choppers.
Choppers.
He got a ball mouth.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I can't.
The three choppers remind me of my grandfather. God bless his dad. This motherfucker said he went out with a girl one time. That bitch had 9 rows of teeth.
He said
the bitch had 9 rows of teeth. Then he said 3 for corn, 3 for fine, and 3 for meal.
She was a predator.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Wow.
Okay, let me ask
you, that was a straight-up alien right there.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, look, Tasha, let me ask you this question. Tasha, you there, baby?
Mm-hmm.
Hold that, Tasha Mack. What's good, my nigga?
Oh,
what's going on?
Ain't no family reunion tonight. No family reunion tonight, baby. Through your experiences, who has better sex, older or younger?
I think it all matters on the man, because I've actually had some younger men that were better than older men, you know. Seriously, it all matters on, you know, all of us women are different, and it all matters really on the man.
What's your younger
is
5 years younger, 29
and
younger.
Yeah.
Huh?
If you're in your 20s, then, yeah, 20s, no.
How old are you?
40.
Okay.
Why you saying L? Because I would date with somebody younger than me. It's okay when guys do it.
Who said L? I didn't say that. I said that's not my alley. Shit, that's my alley.
Wait a minute. It's like who said,
ew. They about to tear this
nigga a new asshole.
He's about to get it. I was about to ask him how old is he, fucking 20?
And what was that third question? Was that a younger or older?
Yeah.
Well, I think they have different objectives. So, I don't know if it's better or worse. It's just different.
It's just it don't matter on the guy, because some younger guys might try to impress you because you're older.
An older guy still try to make it seem like he just play up. Oh, I'm gonna make love to this woman. They like to make love. The younger guys like to fuck, and that's just
younger guys be set to turn you out. The older guys just
I'm gonna beat that pussy out and I'm gonna dig it out. I'm like, you little ass nigga.
What does that make me? I'm gonna just turn you out. Period.
They
wanna
be turned out. They wanna turn the old bitch out for bragging rights.
They're trying to turn them older bitches out for money, huh? They looking for a cougar to support that ass.
You won't be fucking no keys out of me.
And my credit is just as bad as yours, boo boo. So you might as well call up another tree.
Fuck that. Your credit's bad. We just straight fucking.
But you know what? You got some older guys that's selfish, though. Selfish lovers, and they all about getting their nuts. You know what I'm saying? They not about.
Oh, shit, that don't take long, though, because a lot of older guys, they come in there like
exactly.
2 minutes anyway.
I ain't never come across that.
Me either.
And best believe, I went up in that medicine cabinet when I went to the hospital, and I was looking for them pills. I saw that nigga had heart medicine. I said, "Ooh, let me take it easy on this nigga."
I don't know if I've ever been with a dude that old.
Man, he wasn't old. He wasn't old. I mean, he was old. But yeah, heart medicine.
Wait a minute, Becky. You saw the nitroglycerin in the cabinet?
That nitroglycerin.
Look, this is what I did. I read it, and then I forgot where he went to do, and I called my sister and was like, bitch, look this up, and tell me what it's for. And she looked it up, and she was like, that's for the heart.
Oh no, bitch! And she was calling.
Wow.
Like,
you're
not wearing them.
That's why. Clothes. That's why I leave my shit in my medicine cabinet, like tilted right on the edge of the fucking door. Open that piece of all that shit onto the thing. All that shit on the fucking thing.
Because you know we going in there to look.
I know your bitch is going
no.
there. All your bitches do that shit.
Okay, no, I can't help myself. I swear, I'll stand and live there at one point, and I've never left
right,
the fucking medicine cabinet. And I said, let me look in here because my girlfriend had jokes. Saying like, yo, y'all think it's be fucking like Barbies. So he takes the blue pill. And I'm like,
they take that blue pill.
I never thought about that.
A lot of young guys took the blue pill too. Because he couldn't hang.
That man, that nigga was missing.
Make them sweat. It makes their thing heavy
weird.
And make them sweat like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that nigga was missing a kidney. He had kidney.
I ain't even laughing.
Yeah, walking up in the fucking across the old folks on the fucking across the street or some shit in front of nigga.
He had all out in a fucking solo plex in his living room. Bitch, you ain't using that shit. You ain't using that. Your heart's too weak for that shit.
Word up.
I did.
He had that whole shit.
Yo, I swear to God, I'm telling you, those were the things that made me think, like, I'm too young for him. Like, going in the kitchen and seeing Metamucil in the fucking
oh, shit. Metamucil.
Metamucil, word up.
It's fucking cream of wheat, all that old people shit.
Listen, I was fucking this, look, when I was young, I was fucking this older bitch, and one day I came to the house, and the bitch smelled like Bengay.
That would have turned me off too. Ew.
No, ay bendito. I rubbed them down with icy hot ones.
But listen, because there's tea tree, there's regular tea tree and massage oils and stuff that smell like that as well. So if you're in the act and applying it and all of that stuff, then it's tranquility. Otherwise, God dang it, you ready for
yeah.
Yo, I know my nose was opened up like a motherfucker. All my pores was wide the fuck open over there.
Open them sinuses right up, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm like, nose start running all type of shit, man.
Wow. Yeah.
I hear that. I was like, oh, I'll be back. I left something at the crib. I'll be right back.
Oh, please.
I'm
going to
go back
that
all. Don't got me to run the missing and shit. I'm about to call his
ass. It takes Stephanum to have some fucked up shit like that going on. Bunch of damn hood boogers. Him and that big homie. Y'all terrible. Terrible asses.
I'm just saying.
Heard it. But that big party coming up, June 2nd, I see it.
You see what?
Shit.
What the fuck you talking about?
Because I'm trying to be in the building. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's
out
here in Queens, right?
No, we're east side.
Okay, there's one that y'all having in Queens?
No.
No? I thought I saw something up there with
in Queens?
With GQ on it.
Oh, yeah, that one, there's one in Queens.
I think you should really comp your ladies tonight, too, because y'all be talking so much shit to us.
Man,
it is ridiculous. You talk about coupons and shit. Coupon me one of them guys that are going to kick
you. I bet you the fuck you do buy me a drink. I'll bet you you do. Who the fuck on this line?
Everybody.
I bet you y'all hand me a drink, niggas.
But
I told
you
all y'all,
you
all y'all owe us a drink.
I'll hand you a drink, all right.
See, and you know, wonder why people don't be getting second dates just for shit like that.
Yeah. I'm a fucking tickle doggone thick ass at the bar and get me a fucking drink. Stick you right under your armpit while I'm ordering my patrol margarita.
I am not coming nowhere where your ass is at. And if I ever see you at the track, I'm leaving the motherfucking track too.
Wow.
You see this bullshit?
That's a bullshit right here.
Shit. That's because Steph
that
going around too. Telling stories. He's over here lying on me and shit.
Okay.
Shit, I already took that fucking night off from work. You know I ain't shit.
What night?
June 2nd.
this bitch here, man.
Because I started celebrating my birthday June 1st. What are you talking about? This is my birthday.
I know, I celebrate
mine
the whole month, too. From June 1st to June 30th.
My birthday.
Sorry, I was get a whole month for your birthday and everything.
I'm not even going to the party, man.
I'm on vacation half the month of
fucking
June.
Stay your ass home, man.
I'm on vacation half the month of June anyway, so it don't even matter.
Oh my God, man! Y'all,
I'm staying the fuck home.
Broad.
I'm going down south. Fuck that.
Huh?
Nah, that's some bullshit.
I need to put the sailor.
So you said that to say what? Like, really?
Lane.
Huh?
You gonna miss a good time if you go down south?
I'm gonna take all my shoes with me.
We're going somewhere else.
I gotta put these faces with these damn names because they are too funny.
Damn hot mess.
Well, you know,
the,
you know who the hairy nigga is. You know who he
well,
is.
Well, of course I know who the hell he is. I see him at you.
I'm cutting my beard off my brother.
They call you hairy.
I'm cutting my beard off my birthday. Are we still here?
Who cutting their beard? You,
yep.
Steph?
Yep, for my birthday,
Yeah, right. What you gonna do with it? Make a toupee? Your boy in there?
He did not
so
say that.
Yo, sorry, Angie.
Angie is funny. Oh, my God.
You my nigga, though, Steph. You my nigga. You know what? I'm bald-headed, too, shit. I would have never got away with that shit.
I'd have slapped that shit right across your motherfucking face.
Yeah, they would have hunted you down. They would have hunted
I'm like, Angie, I'm like 10 slaps in already. So I'm
wow.
Yeah, you got about 10 coming to you. It won't be fucking long either.
It won't be fucking long.
But listen, y'all, it's 9:01. It was a great fucking show.
Oh, man. Come on, can we stay on longer?
No, I don't really want to talk to you no more, dog bone.
Yeah, man. Yo, you know what, I'm going to fuck you up Saturday when I see you. Who's jawbone? Grab you right by your head. Dog bone on the head.
Oh, I was going to say, that didn't sound nice.
It should be jawbone, too. You said he'd have mean coochie.
Oh, my God. My wrist hurt.
I hate that I missed the show tonight, because, you know, but.
Listen, there ain't nothing wrong with you.
You came in right on time. Where you going to be on Saturday? I'm fucking y'all behind the scenes.
What happened?
Nothing.
No hobble and gloves. Okay, great show tonight, y'all. And we'll see y'all again next Monday night for another great show. And this is UQ Palace, baby. Sign up, baby. Thanks for calling in. Love y'all. Good night, baby. Butter, 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 butter.
Night, babe.
Night.
Night. Holy ground, ground. Industry Ready Production, PSBeats.com. Make your purchase now.
Got her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have she. That bitch ratchet, but if she tell it then she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she.
Yeah.
That bitch ratchet,
yeah.
You got a lot for, bitch.
Yeah.
Basically, bottom line is that bitch ratchet.
Yeah. She remind me of a bad dream. Said thing that ass spring but ain't clean.
Nope.
Hell nah, that ain't my bitch. My type of bitch got a job and got more sins. She the type to spend all the rent money. Then tweet a bunch of pigs talking about you spend money. You ain't shit once you bother with your friend money. Ratchet type shit, the reason why I don't lend money. Stop playing, what you thinking that I'm tricking, bitch? I hate when ratchet hoes say they on some different shit. I'm raw as fucking probably the realest that you gon' get. These bitches acting too stuck up like they don't ever suck a dick. That's a lie, bitch, and everybody know. And word around town is you do more than driving low. You ain't lady, you the motherfucking hoe. Stop fronting because we already know, so.
That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
Found her in the hood like she good, walking around letting everybody smash it. That bitch ratchet. Always the first one begging because you know that she don't ever really have she. That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
But if she tell it that she cute, how everybody ugly except for you, she. That bitch ratchet.
Yeah.
You got a lot for, bitch. Basically, bottom line is.
That bitch ratchet. Never no money, but always got a handout. And Ugg boots in summertime don't help you stand out. You got evicted, so you staying at your friend's house and try and fuck niggas on your motherfucking friend's couch.
Bad women got pussies with no limits. Give her two shots, she be screaming, don't stop. Beauty that many bitches is true. Some of y'all hating and might even walk away, cause I'm probably talking about you. I'm a rude type dude, I'm telling these hoes what's up. Everything you do make me wanna shut you the fuck up. I don't hit balls even though your attitude fucked up. I call my other boss, you come through and you getting fucked up. Damn it, I'm one of the illest lyricists to touch this planet. So slick, Rick, don't know Nick, but straight cannon. You think I live in a mansion, trying to show me a dancing like every other bitch and I can't stand.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good. Walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't ever really have you. That bitch ratchet, but if she fell it, then she cute. How everybody ugly except for you, she is. That bitch ratchet, what you got a life for, bitch? Basically, bottom line is. That bitch ratchet.
Yo, it's the president, the boy himself. My name's Mercy. Can't forget my team. Yeah.
Holy ground, holy ground.
Back to the shit.
That bitch ratchet, find her in the hood like she good. Walking around letting everybody smash you. That bitch ratchet, always the first one begging, cause you know that she don't.